רק יהיה מהבקשה שלי לעצמי.
My request to myself, as much as I think of him, I have to remind myself, write it down somewhere. Today you can have little beeps on your phone. And then in this way, I can be connected to him constantly, and the same for everyone. So on the one hand, we have this, we gain from it because we all do it together. The second thing is we do it towards a certain friend. And in this way, we'll see inner changes in us that we went through during the day, okay? So pick a victim. Let's say Gershom. Think of him. Then next round, the next 10, think of, I don't know. About the doctor. Okay. Mushi, you said. Okay. Each one. In every 10, there's no shortage. No, we're done with you. We're done with you. I'm done with you for a few months. I'm tired. These delusional questions, I don't want to hear them. You gave us enough examples how not to ask. Writings of Baal HaSulam. Can I ask about the exercise you gave? What should the friend that each ten picks should do? Let's say Mushi in my ten. What should he do?
He has to feel how the entire ten sprang for him. He has to feel on himself that all the arrows are really aimed at him, that everyone is thinking about him. If I'll say that everyone has to think about everyone that way, then it's as though I said nothing. So at least it'll be clear that there is some scapegoat that we all think about.
We
are reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam, the introduction to study of the Ten Sefirot, item 56.
And it says here to sing the song "Atrufa Ayichida," the only remedy.
פותח את ליבי נותן למחשבה לסדוק עוד סדק בתוכי ולכל סדק שנפתח נכנסת אהבה
היא ממלאת את החלל אני מחויב לי דאגה
היא ממלאת את החלל אני מחויב לי דאגה עמוק עמוק בפנים אני מרגיש את הקבוצה מתוך שמעון הלב כולם יוצאים להתקפה וכך זה מתגלה לי טיפה אחר טיפה שאהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה אהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה לילה 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 שמסתתר ממני ואין עוד שום דבר ממך שלא מורגש אצלי בתפילת רבים כולנו יחד בשמחה ובחיבור הניזוצות נדליק את הלהבה ובחיבור הניזוצות נדליק את הלהבה עמוק עמוק בפנים אני מרגיש את הקבוצה מתוך שברון הלב כולם יוצאים להתקפה וכך זה מתגלה לי טיפה אחר טיפה
החברים היא התרופה היחידה. אהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה. אהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה. לילה 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 לילה
אז אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד.
So we are reading in the writings of בעל הסולם, introduction to the study of ten ספירות, item 56. Now we can understand the words of our sages. What is repentance like? When he who knows the mysteries will testify that he will not return to folly. And these are seemingly perplexing words. For who would rise to heaven to hear the testimony of the Creator? Also, before whom should the Creator testify? Is it not enough that the Creator himself knows that the person repented with all his heart and will not sin again? From the explanation, the matter becomes very simple. In truth, one is not absolutely certain that he will not sin again before he is rewarded with the above attainment of reward and punishment, meaning the revelation of the face. And this revelation of the face, from the perspective of the Creator's salvation, is called testimony, since His salvation in itself, to this attainment of reward and punishment, is what guarantees that He will not sin again. It is therefore considered that the Creator testifies to Him. It is written, what is repentance like? In other words, when will one be certain that he has been granted complete repentance? For this, one is given a clear sign. When he who knows the mysteries testifies that he will not return to folly. This means that he will attain the revelation of the face, at which time one's own salvation will testify that he will not return to folly.
So the revelation of the face of the Creator is actually the promise to a person that he will not turn back to folly, right? This is the guarantee. Is it clear?
What do you
mean not return to his folly?
That he won't fall, that he won't be wrong, probably.
No, it talks about this disconnection or returning to concealments of the face.
That he doesn't go back to folly, meaning that he no longer falls back into the will to receive in order to receive, that disconnects him from the Creator. So, the Creator shines upon him with the light of his countenance, and he can no longer fall, because man is like a yo-yo. The more light shines upon him, the more he is in a certain state, in good or in bad, as a result of the light that's shining on him, right?
So what does it mean, do not believe in yourself until the day you die, if there's a promise that it wouldn't fall?
It's fine. You can believe in yourself, but if the Creator shines upon you with His radiance, then that's it. You're already in the light of His face. What doubts do you have? It says that go in the light of your face.
So there's a promise to a person that he would not fall the moment you have revelation of the face.
How can I be sure that I will no longer fall into in order to receive, since the light shines on me and sustains me? What, I can reveal this myself? Of course I can't. The Creator is playing with us all the time, like a yo-yo. Up, down, up, down. And what about us? We only have to differentiate. What state do we want to belong to? But, of course, we're always under the complete control of the light. Any other questions? What?
Aslavchik.
No. If he's in the revelation of the providence of reward and punishment, where is his place for work, for advancement?
You think it's all reward and punishment?
He's in the revelation of reward and punishment.
Very well.
Meaning he thinks, he feels that he thinks of the friend, there's a reward right away. Or he doesn't think of the friends, he receives punishment.
And you think that that's all there is? What could be greater?
That's what I'm asking.
What could be more complete?
More whole, meaning to have a deficiency to that you can choose in each and every state. To continue the work of choice.
Out of what chisaron?
Out of a deficiency to be on top of the state that he feels in the will to receive, in the teddy bear, to be above it.
Master, this third complete work where your teddy bear forces you to do something.
No, not that the teddy bear obligates me, but he doesn't consider that the teddy bear. To think about himself is like the teddy bear, and to think of the friends is without the teddy bear. So if he constantly thinks of the friends, he feels in reward and punishment. He feels that if he deviates from the thought of the friends a little bit to himself, he feels that he is in a bad place. So what more can you ask for?
In terms of discernments, it's correct that I need discernments in order to understand or know how to advance all the time. That's true. But when will this work be complete, where it's free, where it doesn't depend or rely on any chesronot deficiencies?
A work that does not rely on any deficiencies?
לא יודע, אני בבלקאוט.
בסדר, לא.
I don't know, I'm blacking out here.
No. You're in the right direction, only there's another level. Yes, Shlomo.
Nevertheless, I'll ask, how... How to face the teddy bear? It's not a teddy bear, it becomes a grizzly bear. But first, and second, when you belong to a group, not to fall into the state where you nevertheless belong to it.
To what?
The group, the friends, everything is good.
What do you mean everything's good? That you feel good?
I'll explain. Everything is good, it's fine. You don't have to look for everything. You're just in the flow. It's also a game. Everything's good.
Your exertion from this point on is not based on your chisaron.
Yeah, everything's good. I have a rav, a group.
We're not talking about that. We're beyond that. We're beyond it. Where I don't want to fill any of my deficiencies, this is clear already. I have a tzimtzum on that. I'm already above it.
If you have some status, you have forces, you dictate things, you have people who depend on you here, and your decisions, it's even worse.
I don't know. These are your personal calculations.
Personal calculations.
48? 47 still? 57.
I wanted to ask, I don't know what is the difference between the Creator giving the testimony or not, if He's in control of us.
What is the testimony? That He shines in your kelim with a certain light and says, what does it mean? What does this light want to say? That you are under the control of the light already. The meaning is that You toiled, you filled the quota, you finished the state. Now you have light all the time. You can say, okay, so now I can do whatever I feel like. Yes or no? To go wild? I can't go wild because I toiled, and with that I reached a state where I will never want to go wild. And the light that comes now, it's not that it comes as a reward for my exertion, but as if I am the light's owner. I design, shape it. There's an additional promise here. It's the illumination of the ketel, that you will not fall. You can continue to the next degree.
That sounds like something new. The Creator has given us permission to continue to the next degree. Is this the revelation of the face? This degree is finished?
When a degree is finished, the Creator always signs.
And there's an opening to the new degree?
Yeah. Let's continue, it'll come.
57. This above-mentioned repentance is called repentance from fear. This is because although one returns to the Creator with his heart and soul, until he who knows the mysteries testifies that he will not return to folly, that certainty that he will not sin again is due to one's attainment and sensation of the terrible punishment and wicked torment extending from the transgressions. Because of this, one is certain that he will not sin, just as he is sure that he will not afflict himself with horrible suffering. However, in the end, these repentance and certainty are only because of the fear of punishment that extends from the transgressions. It turns out that one's repentance is only due to fear of punishment. Because of this, it is called repentance from fear.
You see, the higher state, as high as the state is, it's still repentance from fear, out of punishment. You could say, Asaf, are you listening? But what people, what punishment? The punishment of being separated, the punishment of not being able to think of the Creator through the friends, spiritual punishment. It's not about corporeality. Still, it is fear of punishment. It is still far from attaining the complete eternal providence. He still hasn't corrected the kelim to the point where he has complete vikut above all the doubts and all the questions. Yes.
Item 58. By this we understand the words of our sages. The one who repents from fear is rewarded with his sins becoming as mistakes. We must understand now how this happens. According to the above, you can thoroughly understand that the sins one makes extend to him from the reception of a guidance of double concealment, namely concealment within concealment. This means that he does not believe in guidance, in the guidance of reward and punishment. One concealment means that he believes in the guidance of reward and punishment. But because of the accumulation of the suffering, he sometimes comes to thoughts of transgression. This is because although he believes that the suffering came to him as punishment, he is still as one who sees his friend from behind and might doubt and mistake him for another. As written there, that these sins are only mistakes, since in general he believes in a guidance of reward and punishment.
Again, guys, look into the text.
Make a little effort. It doesn't matter how much you understand. Everyone must make an effort. You're not required to understand. You're required to make an effort.
May this we understand the words of our sages, that one who repents from fear is rewarded with his sins becoming as mistakes. We must understand how this happens. According to the above, you can thoroughly understand that the sins one makes extend to him from the reception of guidance of double concealment, namely concealment within concealment, which means that he does not believe in a guidance of reward and punishment, God forbid. One concealment means that he believes in a guidance of reward and punishment. But because of the accumulation of the suffering, he sometimes comes to the thoughts of transgression, because although he believes that the suffering came to him as a punishment, he is still as one who sees his friend from behind and might doubt and mistake him for another. As written there, that these sins are only mistakes, since in general he believes in a guidance of reward and punishment.
I have a question. Please help me understand. What does it mean that sometimes the Creator is revealed, sometimes he's concealed, and then he's revealed, and then he's concealed? And this is called one concealment. What is this game? What is this flirt that he's playing? What does he get by this? How does it operate on us? How many times does he have to do it in order for us to get to the end of the act, of the operation? What does he get by that? How does it influence us? How does it operate in us? And to what extent? How long? Well? Yes, please.
Творец открывается нам, и мы испытываем после этого открытия наша жизнь полностью.
The Creator is revealed to us, and we feel after that revelation that our lives change completely. We understand the plan of reward and punishment, and then he's concealed. He not only is concealed, but all that we've experienced emotionally, he erases of us, so that it won't be like a carrot to us. But intellectually, we already understand that he gave us a gift, that he gave us to understand that he is real, that he exists, and that can't be taken away from us. He gives love, the love of friends. He gives the possibility to connect to him every day. Not the way he's been revealed. That happens rarely. But a constant connection exists through the ten. You feel them like a mother feels her children. Like he gave you a constant line of connection. Here you added, you said that there's also a insignia, a sign, a seal that above that degree you will not fall. That's how I imagine it to myself.
He's saying something. Yeah, there was something to it.
What?
More.
Ken.
Yes?
He said that very beautifully, and I don't feel it.
Rusita tamavin.
You understand Russian? I get it.
That's a result of Ulpan. I learn more Russian than I do Hebrew. I don't quite see it like that. I feel like it is the carrot that dangles before you, bringing you to the momentary, minuscule feeling of connection, only to be taken back away again and dangle in front of you. And this is what I see happening over and over.
He explained it emotionally and he explained it intellectually. So, and Grandpa here?
It's similar to the example that we're reading about. It's similar to a deer that's looking backwards, and we seemingly catch it, and he runs away, but what remains in us is that feeling of catching it. We're here, we touched it, and that grows in us that desire to attain once again that moment and to attain again the Creator in a certain way. And that maintains us in a persistent connection and doesn't let us fall. That's the point.
Yes, yes. This is the operation that the Creator summons by revealing and concealing and revealing and concealing. We will learn how to maintain him, to keep him while he is gone, until we, by this, correct our kelim, our vessels, and have a hold on a guide, a God that hides. All right, good. Well, a little more. Maybe not. What do you want?
What?
More. Fine.
We're continuing in item 59. Hence, when one is granted repentance from fear, meaning a clear attainment of reward and punishment, until he is certain that he will not sin, the concealment within, concealment is entirely corrected in him. This is because now he evidently sees that there is a guidance of reward and punishment. And it's clear to him that all the suffering he ever felt was a punishment from his providence for the sins he had committed. In retrospect, he made a grave mistake, hence he uproots these sins. However, this is not entirely so. Rather, they become mistakes, meaning similar to the transgressions he committed in one concealment when he failed due to the confusion that came to him through the multitude of torments that drive one out of one's mind, which are only regarded as mistakes.
It's hard to explain. Maybe read it again. 59.
Item 59, once again. Hence, when one is granted repentance from fear, meaning a clear attainment of reward and punishment, until he is certain that he will not sin, the concealment within concealment is entirely corrected in him. This is because now he evidently sees that there is a guidance of reward and punishment, and it's clear to him that all the suffering he ever felt was a punishment from his providence for the sins he had committed. In retrospect, he made a grave mistake. Hence, he uproots these sins. However, this is not entirely so. Rather, they become mistakes, meaning similar to the transgressions he committed in one concealment when he failed due to the confusion that came to him through the multitude of torments that drive one out of one's mind. These are only regarded as mistakes.
Okay. Yes or no?
Hello.
No.
Ken?
Yes.
Why are transgressions considered that he doesn't believe in reward and punishment?
Why? What is an iniquity?
When I aim to start with, it's not that I don't have something, but I have a desire to harm.
Lama?
Why?
Because I don't believe that there's one force.
Why? You don't have the revelation. We're only working in a force field. If there is a force that operates on us, we work according to this force, for better or for worse, above, below, for the Creator, for ourselves. It's all a result of the extent to which the light shines on us and how it shines. There are no tricks. So you tell me, what does it mean that I'm in sins? That the light probably shines on me in such a way that makes me behave this way. So there are sins or iniquities that are made. There are sins, and then there are sins that are made into mistakes, and there are sins that turn into merits. It's all a question of the power of the light that shines.
It's not clear how the sins are drawn to that same state after the correction, where he seemingly corrects now what he had in the kelim prior to that, because he writes that he came to repentance from fear, and therefore the transgressions became errors or mistakes. How does that correction occur?
There is a correction in the desire and mercy, in bestowing in order to bestow, and there's correction in light of chokhmah, to receive in order to bestow. It's 2 degrees of corrections. There are mistakes, sins that have become mistakes, and mistakes that have become mitzvot, commandments. When you neutralize the will to receive, and first of all fill it up with light of chasadim, and then in the light of chasadim, you receive the light of chokhmah in order to bestow. Now we're moving on to song number 34, and then to Beit Shar Kavanot.
הכל התחיל עוד בבבל, נפרדנו כך לכל תבל, חדלנו להבין אחד את השני, איבדנו זה את זה וקשר חיוני, חצינו יבשות ומלחמות קשות, עכשיו הנשמות ביחד מממשות. בני שפות אנחנו, מקצות עולם הגענו, שפתנו היחידה היא שפת האהבה. בני שפות אנחנו, מקצות עולם הגענו, שפתנו היחידה היא שפת האהבה. היום כמו חג בישראל, נוהרים מכל דבל,
משתוקקים רק להתחבר, והתפילה תלך ותתגבר.
כי הנרות דולקים בכל הלבבות,
עם אש האהבה נדביק את הנשמות.
בני שפות אנחנו, מקצות עולם הגענו, שפתנו היחידה היא שפת האהבה. בני שפות אנחנו, מקצות עולם הגענו, שפתנו היחידה היא שפת האהבה.
די, 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 היה לנו מדי, רוצים להתחבר, לא פחות ולא יותר.
די, 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 היה לנו מדי, רוצים להתחבר, לא פחות ולא יותר. שפות אנחנו, מקצות עולם הגענו, שפתנו היחידה